a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the
welcome back, everyone, to the Talk and Fit podcast with Lewis and Grace, best in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah.
We are making our mark on the world, baby.
We are. One viewer at a time, one listener at a time.
One Lara at a time.
Yeah. Woo! Shout out again, Lara.
Watch us do this every episode now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, welcome back, everyone. Episode 68. 68. Can you believe that? I was editing. I feel like I've said this every week now too. When I was editing last week's, I sat there and saw episode 67 and I thought, wow, 67, that's a lot of content out there for you guys, you know?
Do I look stupid with this hat on? 67 episodes.
You don't.
Why did I think we've done over 100?
Smoking crack, gosh.
What? Okay.
God, no, not with our consistency, Jesus.
No, well, we are pretty consistent.
Semi, yeah, semi.
That's still pretty solid, though.
Yeah, it is good. 67
episodes.
So this is 68, so we're approaching on 70, and then, yeah. We'll have to think of something cool to do for 100. 100 will have to be a big one.
All the good shit happens after 100.
Yeah, it does. It's true. So it's true. We just need to do 100 before, yeah. Just got to stay consistent. Build up little habits over time.
Consistency over perfection.
Yeah.
I preach that
the
all the time.
The 1%ers every day.
Do you know what? I honestly think if someone came up to me in the street and asked what my one piece of advice for anyone in the world would be, it would be consistency over perfection. I say it all the time. And I preach it to myself all the time. It's just true. Wow, am I boring
it
you?
Is. No. I don't know. I had a coffee and I'm still like a bit sleepy. I don't know. It's just the weather today. Overcast weather does my head in nowadays because I can't get my morning fucking sunlight in, bruh. I can't get my morning sunlight in, so it just ruins my day. So I can't. I struggle.
You are an overcast loving person.
I used to be.
You are.
What?
You are. That's your identity.
Stop. Stop.
No, it's true. Atomic habit.
Grace and I, we'll talk about that a bit in a sec. Grace
no,
and
just
I
saying,
are going to try
an overcast, loving
this
person.
Episode our hardest.
I know what you're going
to
say.
To not use filler words as well.
We are going to try so hard to improve our communication and public speaking
and engagement
skills.
With you guys because we use filler words.
All the time.
All the time.
We're chronic for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what Jimmy Carr said? 92 beats a minute. Someone said, "What's
yeah, but how,
your
how can
advice
you count
for
that?
Public?" I don't know, Lewis. It's just you. It's just a beat that you speak in.
I did see that, but it just seems a bit like 92 beats a minute. Imagine seeing they trying to talk in that rhythm and just keep going into 92 beats a minute. Like it just seems
but
weird.
That's just not what 92 beats a minute is.
It sounds like it's really quick.
No, well, did you even listen to an example of a 92 beat a minute song?
No, I haven't heard.
Well,
it.
Then. You can't talk about it.
Okay. All right. Sure. Fine. All right. Well, we're going to not use filler words. Grace is going to try to stop saying and I'm going to stop trying to say like.
I'm going
to
stop trying to say.
I always say like.
You know as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and you say you know.
I always say you know what I mean.
Mm. I saw a TikTok of it and the guy was like, that's the number one key to improving. There we go. it's going to make me conscious
now. You're really bad as well for
And ums, yeah. And
yeah, yeah.
I say but and like and oh.
All right. Well, we all do. It's something to do with this generation.
But it's the number one thing to improve communication is get rid of filler words. Anyway, Grace, how was your week? Fill us in. Or do you need me to go first so you can sort of remember?
Can you go first?
Okay. Lewis, how was your week?
Lewis, how's your week?
Thanks for asking, Lewis. My week was a good week. Here we go. Fuck. It's going to make me just think about it constantly.
It was a good week.
When it shows our sort of unpreparedness in a way.
Yeah,
I feel
we're
like.
Very spontaneous with our episodes.
Well, I'm not very great speaking just straight off my feet without using them.
You know, I think you are.
But I'm going to try.
You're really good at speaking straight off your feet.
I am.
Cut
I am
those
sometimes.
Those little fillers out and you're a great speaker.
Is that a saying, talking off your feet? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Okay, my week. See, I nearly said but my week was good.
Can I just say, if you're one of my clients too, in my check-ins, I say probably 100 times and I'm so conscious of it.
Yeah.
But it's too hard to like go back and
I need to remember that I can just pause to think and that I can literally edit this afterwards. Like, there's no reason.
We just have to take turns.
Yeah, anyway, my week was good. Tomorrow, so Monday, I start with a coach. Shout out,
that's
Jai.
Exciting. Shout out, Jai. CBJ
coaching by Jai Callahan. Is his last name Callahan? I think so. I hope it is. Anyway, yeah, I start with Jai. I know he's listening because he does listen to us. And we'll have to get him on the podcast for an episode. I know he's probably rolled his eyes at me saying that just then, going,
"What?"
No. I don't know. Every time I've mentioned it, he just is like, he just seems. I can understand
he's
the whole
just
idea
a shy
of being.
Fella.
Yeah, the whole idea of coming on a podcast seems like a bit.
Knobby.
Daunting or like, yeah. No. But we'll make it a fun episode,
Jai
trust me.
Jai would bring so much value to the episode.
He would. He's a yapper.
I think he's very humble.
Yeah, he's a yapper in a good way though, I'm saying that. I was about to say, don't take that in the wrong sense. No, he likes a good yap. A good yarn. He's a yarner.
He's a good yarner.
But yeah, I'm starting just meal plans with him because I wanted to start with a potential coach for a potential competition potentially at the end of next year.
Yay.
So a lot of potentials, but have been in contact with him for a bit and we've spoken to him a bit. He's a limitless athlete, so he's one of the gang. He's overall great bloke.
He's
very knowledgeable and, you know, I was going to say it's hard to find many coaches in Newcastle that are quite up to date with things too. I know that sounds might be a bit controversial, but a lot of people like to fall back on the old school sort of just what is very just generic public information or just, I don't know, just not very researched or just there's not a lot of thought that goes behind it. And I can see in what he's done and with his clients and his business, he obviously puts a lot of thought and effort behind it. Not to take a shot at any other coach out there, but
dare I say he's probably one of the best coaches in Newcastle.
One of them, definitely. He'd be up there.
Yeah.
If I'm 100%. Selecting him, he has to be the best. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going to go through sort of a massing phase with him. That was part of the reason I went through that big, aggressive, real long-winded cut recently was to get as lean as I could to start with the coach because I spoke to him before that cut and he said, look, if you start with any coach, they're going to try and get you leaner before you go anywhere in a massing phase. So I was like, oh, I can do that. So I'm just starting with just a meal plan or just macros and like fortnightly check-ins just to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get closer to possibly something next year, it'll ramp up and yeah, we'll get into it. But he's good because he sort of, he like allows for like a bit of independence, I guess you'd say too.
Love that.
Because I'll take a meal plan, like I'll take some more ideas and stuff. But even if I just had the macros, like that was all that I needed. And like, you know, being willing to offer that to me, you know, I thought, oh, that's great. Like, I like to have a bit of independence. Anyway, that's happening tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Yes, that is exciting. I'm excited too to see what we can do. And fuck, what else happened? I feel like
I know what else happened.
Heaps. What?
You broke your fucking toe,
yeah.
Is what happened.
Okay, so yeah, I've jarred it really bad, but on Friday, this will lead into another thing, but on Friday at work, I fucking jammed my big toe, like stubbed it. Oh God. Like just think of the worst stubbing of a big toe ever. Like stubbing your big toe sucks to begin with, but I literally crushed it against a metal table, like on accident, obviously. I'm not a retard. I'm not, it's just a spastic.
You can't say that word, Kurt.
I'm not an idiot. But obviously, I was playing handball with the kids and just bang, like, oh, and it hurt instantly. I was like, oh, no, like, I had to sit down for a bit. And I couldn't really walk on it for the rest of that arvo. Mind you, this is Friday, and Grace and I planned to do a park run yesterday on Saturday in the morning, which I was ready for. I was keen for.
I have been G-ing Lewis up for this park run for easily 3 weeks now.
Yeah, and I was ready for it. I was keen for it. But
yeah, we were so excited.
I literally thought I broke my toe yesterday and woke up and it was sorer and swollen compared to the day before. And I thought, oh, no, like I can't do this run. Like, I sort of knew it going to bed. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it because I was hobbling for that whole afternoon. So Grace ended up doing the park run yesterday.
I'll tell you about that.
She'll tell you about that soon. So, yeah, she did the park run. And I fucked around all yesterday morning because I thought I need to go get this x-ray just in case it's broken because it was a balloon. Like it was swollen and bruised like everywhere and it hurt. And I couldn't really move and I thought, oh no, I've possibly broken something. And being a sad day, there's fuck all doctors open, right? So I went to a doctor's that I thought it's my normal GP that's normally open on a sad day. They were fucking shut, weren't they? Doctors down the road, also shut. Doctors in fucking Charlestown could only get me in the late arvo. There's no imaging places open past 12. So I thought, oh, well, fuck this. So I went on to a stupid, I don't even know what the fucking website is, but a bunch of dickheads, right? GPs on demand or something. Went on, had a fucking video face conference with this dumbass doctor who I'm showing my swollen big toe to, and she goes, oh, it doesn't look that swollen actually, it just looks a bit red, right? And I'm like, no, I'm like, it's fucking, you're not seeing it, like I compared it, and she just wasn't having it. And then she starts giving me Google advice like, oh, you rice. okay Lewis, you need to just compression elevation. I'm like, bitch, I know what fucking rice is, and I didn't pay $90 to get this advice off of you that I could have gotten off Google for free. And I'm there and I go, oh, can I just get an x-ray referral request? Like, am I? She goes, oh no, we don't offer it. You need to do an in-person examination normally to do something. I'm like, fuck off. And then I went on their website after. They do give out fucking imaging referrals. So I wasted $90 yesterday. Sorry, I had just a random rant about that. But I wasted $90. And look, I've woken up today and it's a bit better. It's more bruised, but it's better than it was yesterday. Lewis. So I don't think it's broken, but it pissed me off anyway that I was denied an imaging fucking referral for a big toe x-ray, right? Like, I'm like, bitch, I fucking do x-rays. I know, right? They're low doses. Fuck, you can give me one, right?
Let me go x-ray my own toe.
Oh, yeah, dead Lewis set.
Sent me a message and he goes, all I got was, I'm so pissed off coming home right now.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, prepare the house, Rose, Phil, he's pissed. Like, get ready.
Because I sat in the car, waited for like 20 minutes for this stupid bitch to tell me that she was fucking not giving me a referral and just giving me just generic advice. And she goes, oh, I'll give you a certificate to say you can't work for today and tomorrow. And I go, I don't work weekends. I don't fuck it. So that's useless to me as well. Like, oh, it was just so shit. And so, yeah, that was a bit of a rough trot for me yesterday.
He
but
stormed inside,
my toe, yeah,
limping.
Yeah, yeah, I limped inside.
In a ball of rage.
Yeah, I was just pissed. Because $90, they're fucking scammers. Anyway, enough of that. Grace, how was your week? Or how was your park run yesterday too?
Well, you know
too?
What? I forget because you just got so angry.
Sorry.
And now I can't remember. My week was good. Do you know what, Bart?
What?
I feel like I have something is wrong in my brain.
Right.
I'm just doing really weird little things that I wouldn't normally do before. I'm forgetting things.
Yeah.
Pretty not forgettable things. I'm just forgetting and I can't remember. And my balance is really off.
Yeah.
I've been stumbling a lot.
Yeah.
Just stumbling.
You're just slowly degenerating. You can't see.
And
you're going blind.
My vision is just a little bit more fucked than normal. Yeah. And when I'm grabbing items, the other day, on the other weekend, it was last weekend, I was holding a glass of water and out of nowhere the glass just slips out of my hand. I was just sitting there talking, chatting. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And out of nowhere, I just dropped the glass, shattered all over in a public area.
Yeah, Dave's wake. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. And I go to get a bowl out and put it on the scale for my lunch and I go to put it on the scale and I throw it halfway across the fucking kitchen bench and the scale falls on the floor and I'm throwing rice everywhere. I'm not with it.
Sick.
No, well, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm
might
feeling
have a brain tumor.
I'm feeling well. Don't say that.
So no, you don't.
Maybe I do or something.
No,
I don't
know.
I'm feeling a bit off. You know when you feel a little off in yourself? And yesterday I probably had three naps yesterday. I slept for probably a total of 5 hours during the day.
Doesn't help that you didn't take your tablets that you did for your narcolepsy yesterday.
I did forget to do
that.
And
you went and did a 5K run too.
Oh, that's right. No, first things first, I started my new split this week.
Oh, yeah.
My 4-day upper-lower split. Loved it. So good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the exercises and I felt really, really good after each workout, especially my leg days.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I had a really solid, balanced workout.
Yeah.
And definitely, I don't think I was quite as sore or fatigued in certain areas of my body as I normally would have been on my old split.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very early days.
Yeah.
But I have only good things to say at the minute. And then on Saturday, yesterday, because we're filming this on Sunday, I did a park run. Now, I was so fucking excited. Are you listening?
Yeah, yes. What?
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. What do you mean, what am I looking at? I'm looking directly at you.
Me and Lewis were going to do a park run. Yes. I was so fucking excited to run with Lewis.
So was I.
Because he shat all over me last time, calling me a big, fat, ugly snail.
I didn't say that. Not true.
A whale that just slithered across the 5-kilometre track because I'm so fat and slow and ugly.
I didn't say that at all.
You may as well have. Anyway, so I was going to go show him up on this 5K run and he goes and fucking breaks his toe. That probably, what? 14 hours before we're meant to run.
Like 12 hours.
Who does that? Like, what? I believe there was a motive behind him breaking his toe. He knew that I was going to be quicker than him, so he stubbed it.
So I chanced fate and nearly broke my toe in a bit of fucking metal.
Sorry, but it's a little bit sus to me, don't you guys think?
Yeah, I did on purpose, guys.
It's just a massive.
Caught me red-handed there.
Yeah, big bit of an excuse, but I was determined to do it anyway because I was so excited and I even brought new running shoes and everything.
Yeah.
My alarm was set for 6:45 because I was going to go into this run fed and fueled.
Yeah.
Because
you learned from last time.
Me of all people, I understand the importance of fueling yourself for exercise.
You do.
So I was prepared to eat accordingly so I could have a good run. Anyway, 6:45 rolls around, my alarm goes off, I wake up, it's pissing down rain. Pissing down.
Yeah.
So cozy.
It was a bit shit in the morning.
It was pissing down. So I was like, well, what the fuck? Lewis isn't running with me. It's pouring rain.
Yeah.
I want to do it, but I don't want to do it that badly to run in the rain. I go back to sleep, wake up again at probably 7 o'clock. It's sort of not really raining. Fall back asleep again. And within that 7 o'clock to 7:20 period, like 20 minutes, I had a dream and it was my dad basically, like this was proper a full-on dream. It was my dad saying to me, like, wow, just because Lewis can't run the 5K doesn't mean you shouldn't have run it. Because in my dream, Saturday morning had already gone and passed and I didn't do the run. He's like, that's pretty slack. Like if that was me, I literally would have gotten up and ran it on my own and did the best that I could on my own just to prove a point to myself that I can do it. It's just shitty of you to just not do something because Lewis isn't doing it. That's so shit of you. Dad basically shit-talking me in my dream.
Bones Goggins.
Bones Goggins. Literally, he instilled, and it worked, it instilled some sort of motivation and drive into me that when my alarm went off again at 7:25, I got up and I was pretty well fully awake and I just sat and the rain had sort of stopped and I was just laying in bed thinking, if I don't go on this run, I'm going to be so pissed off at myself later in the day.
For the whole day, yeah.
So I got up at 7:25. I had to leave by 7:30. Got up, literally rolled out of bed, nearly fell over into Lewis's cupboard, stumbled out the door because I can't stand up straight for some reason. Got dressed, left, made it there just in time to run this 5K. Again, unintentionally fasted. Woke up 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I was just a bit out of it. And then when I did it. I beat my time. I ran it in 29 minutes.
Woo!
Didn't stop once. Kept running the whole time.
It's
oge. Came 200
sub 30.
Second.
200 second.
202, baby.
Shit, yeah. Yeah.
It was good. I was so, so proud of myself. I got up and did it, came home, and it honestly felt like a fever dream. It was weird. Looking back, it feels like I didn't do it.
Yeah, it was that easy.
I just want to say shout out to Dad. Thanks, Dad, in my dreams for making me feel like a failure because it worked.
That's unreal that that happened.
And, yeah, I did it. I also needed to go to the bathroom, like, the whole time. That made it harder as well. Yeah,
thanks. You needed to.
No, well, it's sort of, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, shit, do I have time to just quickly duck to the bathroom? And I didn't. So
pre-game shit.
I had to deal with that too.
Yeah.
So next time, Lewis will come.
Yeah.
We'll wake up and we'll fuel ourselves. It'll be sunny and we'll just do it.
I'm glad you ran a sub 30. I was going to say I plan to run it with Grace. I was saying to her, we're running it in a sub 30 because you definitely can, like, sub 30 is so attainable, even on the first couple, five K runs.
I was so gassed, but low-key.
Because when you start getting quicker, which doesn't take very long with running, running's a piss take. It's easy. Yeah, come at me.
Well, it's just not.
I reckon it's way more of a mental game than anything.
Yeah, you just go get in that rhythm. Like, I found that rhythm.
You did it. You beat your time by 6 minutes from Lewis. Last week, and you were still fasted. You were probably still dehydrated, right? Yes. It's all mental. It's just mental.
Can I also say, though, I think we probably would have struggled to beat that time if we ran together because I found it helped so much not talking.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Being able to just be silent and not talk and actually breathe helped me so much. But, yeah, I just want to say, you know, it's not about how good you do shit. It's just about showing up and doing it even when you don't feel like it. The fact that I'll use myself as an example. The fact that I got up yesterday, basically the odds weren't against me, but it was in not ideal conditions. The fact that I still got up and went and ran the 5K to the best of my ability was simply a win in itself.
Yeah.
I honestly could have showed up there and walked half of it and it still would have been a win. It's just the fact that I got up and did it and I was a bit uncomfortable doing it, but I did it. That's growth, and that's a win.
It's just you versus you at the end of the day.
No, well, just remember that. Apply that to your training and everything as well.
Yeah.
The fact that you even show up to the gym, and if you may have a shit workout, but the fact that you're there and you've moved your body and you've actually done it despite not wanting to, that's a win in itself. And if you keep doing that and showing up over time consistently, that's just going to compound into a greater result.
Mm. So all the little one percenters. Speaking of the one percenters, actually, we'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I've started reading. I don't know. I feel like it's a bit like stereotypical.
Lewis is a white girl.
It's such a popular book at the moment. Is Atomic Habits. I don't know who it's by, but Atomic Habits. You know the book if you've read it.
Yeah, everyone knows the book.
I think everyone knows the book. And I got it yesterday and started reading it because I'm on my reading grind at the moment. Because if you guys are OGs and you remember our New Year's resolution episode at the end of last year, one of my actual clear New Year's resolutions that I was like, I've got to do this, was read 10 books next year, which is, look, I don't read at all, like at all. Like since school, I reckon I've read one book. But now this year I've read 2 and
he's gotten it fine.
Yeah. We're nearly in September and I've read 2.
Fuck.
Because what happened was I read Drive, this book Drive I got from the library at Raymond Terrace. Fantastic book. It was about internal motivation. Loved it. It was shitloads of studies in it and stuff. It was just like, it's such an easy read. It was a bit of me. And I loved it. But I just went through about 4 or 5 months of not reading anymore, like just stopped. I went cold turkey for whatever reason.
Life just got busy.
No, it didn't. I got lazy is what happened.
For me, life got busy. Yeah, but this isn't about me. This is about you, so carry on.
And so it wasn't until the last sort of month that I was like, no, I need to pick it up again, because it was sort of the end of July, start of August, and I thought, no, I need to at least give this a good crack. Yes, I only have 5 months left of the year, but I'm still going to go and just try and at least crack at 10, like give it a good crack and try and get to 10. So I got a book called Prisoners of Geography, which is just, it's not like a self-improvement book at all. It's a
non-fiction.
It's a geography history book. It's about like history of certain countries. There was about 10 of them in there, and how their geography impacts their politics. And it's really good. I like it. It's just more, that was more of a personal thing that I find fascinating and interesting. Clearly after last week's bloody geography thing, but it was something I wanted to read since I found it in when we went over to Europe last year. I found there's Prisoners and then there's Power. I've got to read Power of Geography still. But I finished reading that yesterday, actually. Yeah, I finished reading it yesterday. So I've read two books so far at the end of August, and I got Atomic Habits because it was one I'd wanted to read for a little bit. And I started reading it yesterday, and it's like already, it's similar to Drive. It uses like, not studies essentially, but like a lot of good examples to make a point, real mm-hmm. life examples to make points mm-hmm. about why you should do things. I've only just started it, but it was so good. And there was a story at the start of it where he spoke about the United Kingdom's track team, the cycling team. You know how they do really well at the Olympics now and stuff? Mm-hmm. You know that about 20 years ago, they were dog shit at it. Terrible. They, in 100 years, had won fuck all in it. Never had anyone from Great Britain had won the Tour de France. Nothing. They were not a cycling nation at all, only 20 years ago or so. But then they got this new coach. This guy came along, and he transformed everything by making tiny 1% changes to little things.
Yeah.
So things like they changed the seat on the bike. They did stuff like he got a doctor to come in and teach the athletes how to wash their hands properly to help reduce sickness. Little tiny insignificant things that piled up and led to now the Great Britain cycling team is one of the best in the world. Like easily, they dominate the track. They had their first guy ever win the Tour de France because they made things, they got the outside cyclists, so ones that do Tour de France and stuff, to wear indoor cyclist suits because mm-hmm. they're more aerodynamic and stuff. All the things that you'd neglect if you kept looking at the bigger goal, which is, let's just say, win the Tour de France or win a gold medal, Olympic gold medal. If you just focus on that, you don't know what to do to get to that, and it's going to distract you from eventually getting to it. Like having these big goals are great, but you need to focus on the little improvements you can make each day that essentially compound is what he said. Yeah, they compound together and eventually get you there, right? It's about doing the little 1%ers each day. So that's why I just thought, yeah. I've only just started reading it, but that is a true example that he used in it about the British cycling
team.
That's
cool. I love that.
Yeah, so it's just about, showing up for yourself, doing the 1%ers. It's such a footy term. Like if you ever played footy or any sport, I feel like that was the one thing that your coach would always just drill was like, it's just about the 1%ers, boys. It's just about the 1%ers. You know, it's just about getting up a bit quicker after a tackle. It's true.
Quick play the ball.
Anyway, just thought I'd mention that. So I'm onto my third book. Let us know. Tell me if you think I'm going to be able to read 10 by the end of the year. Grace is like confident I will. But I'm not a quick reader.
If you lock in though.
I'm not a fast reader. I know if I lock in,
could read 10 books in the next 2 months. I could read 10 books in a month.
This is another thing I already learned from the book, is you need to change your, if I want to read more or read more books, or that's my goal is to read 10 books by the end of the year, I need to change my identity in saying I'm not reading, I am a reader. Like I'm a reader, I'm a book reader.
Yes.
Which is something I don't identify with at all, because I went from reading nothing since school to saying, hey, I'm going to try and read 10 books this year. I need to change my outlook and go, no, I am a reader.
Change your identity. Do you know, I say that to myself often too. It might seem a bit cringe, but I will often say to myself when I have a goal that, especially if it's gym related, that I'm an athlete. Yeah. I am an athlete.
Yes, that's what it also said.
I'm an athlete. I need to eat like an athlete. Yep. I need to rest like an athlete and train like an athlete. Even though I'm not going to the Olympics or I'm not Mrs. Olympia, I still try and think to myself, I'm an athlete. I need to do these things to get where I want to be.
I think we subconsciously think that anyway, whether or not we want to say it out loud or not. I believe that you and I both subconsciously say we're bodybuilders. This is what we do because it's sort of, from an outside perspective, looks a bit wild that we diet the way we diet, weigh our food out every day, eat like very calculated, go to the gym several times a week and never, we'll always find a way, like room for it, always. Mm-hmm. Whether we have to go earlier in the morning or later at night, we will do it. And it's because subconsciously we've changed our identity so much. That's why when people come up to me or you and ask for advice and they're very new, it's really hard for me. I can give generic advice, but I have thought this before even reading this book now that it's literally who I am. Like, it is who I am.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the same drive I do or consistency or dedication towards it until you change your identity, because it's literally something I identify as. People ask, what do you do now? I identify more with this than I do with saying, oh, I do radiography or something at uni. I don't identify with that. That's not my thing.
I do want to say, though, you don't have to make it your whole life to put 100% into it, though.
No, no. And he said that too. You're going to make, saying the one percenters each day, it's going to be days where you don't.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that the majority outweighs the minority in terms of your good decisions over your bad.
A lot of the clients that I have, they don't want to be bodybuilders. Yeah. They just want to improve their lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I think it's still valuable to them to adopt that mindset of, I am an athlete now. What would you even call it? What would you call us? We're not athletes, but what would you call like a gym goer? We'll just use the term athlete for this. I encourage them to say and think to themselves that they are an athlete, especially with their diet.
Yeah.
Now that they're training and they're going to the gym and they're making that effort, they need to take themselves seriously and remember when they feel like having a big slip up with their diet or making a certain choice opposed to another. I like to remind them to think that they are an athlete now and they train in the gym and they need to treat their body as if they are doing that.
Yeah.
So, that's a whole other facet. You know, if you're training, that's only 50% of it you need to be eating accordingly too. But I just find that helpful when I feel like making a way out choice with my diet and pigging out. I think, hang on, I am a bodybuilder. I go to the gym. I have certain goals. I need to eat accordingly or I need to act accordingly to try and stay on track.
Yeah.
Not that that has to happen all the time. I'm also in another mind of like it's so important to have freedom and stuff. But I think that balance comes with time.
100%. I can cut that
out. But I think that's important.
Oh, yeah. And he used an example in it about two people that are trying to quit smoking. And they both say two different things when someone offers them a cigarette. So you got person A and person B. You go up to person A, offer them a cigarette to smoke. They go, no, I'm trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say is they go, no, I'm trying to quit. And they refuse. But then you got person B who you offer the cigarette to and they go, no, I'm not a smoker. So who do you think's going to stick to quitting better?
Yeah.
The person that person just says they're trying to quit, or the person that says that doesn't identify as the smoker anymore. They've changed their identity.
I like that. That's a little shift you can implement in your life.
I'm not a smoker. I'm trying to quit.
And you don't have to air it out to the public. I'm an athlete. I'm a bodybuilder.
Yeah, no. Just subconsciously. That's why I said subconsciously we do it. Whether or not we say it out loud, which we don't, we subconsciously do it and make those decisions.
I love that, and I'm going to read this book.
Yeah, I know. We'll recap the whole book, I reckon, when we've, like, read it, because I'm 40, 50 pages in, and I've already learnt so much to talk about it for, like, 15 minutes.
Guys, I'm reading a book. It's called A Court of Thorns and Roses. If you know, you know. If you know.
If you know, you know.
You know.
And also, guys.
If you know, you know.
Can you please give me some book suggestions as well? I don't read fiction, however. I only read nonfiction.
Love fiction.
I have to learn or get something out of a book for me to read it now. Because otherwise, I just think I'll watch a movie.
No.
I'm not a fiction reader.
I'm a slag for a good fiction romance book.
Slag for a good fiction. But yeah, if you got any non-fiction that doesn't have to be like self-improvement books, although they are warranted if you have some good suggestions, then yeah, again, it can be literally about anything. I love learning about anything and everything, please. So yeah, anyway.
Would you read a book about feminism?
Yeah, I would. If it was to teach me something, I would. I love learning stuff. So, and that's why I've really tried to step up my reading, and I like identifying as a reader now. Anyway.
You are a reader.
We need to move on.
We are the best podcast hosts in the Southern Hemisphere.
We are podcasters. We don't do a podcast. We are podcasters.
We are the best podcasters in the Southern, below the equator.
Yes, we are.
The equator.
Anyway, you know, do you want to talk about the best gym that's below the equator at the moment that we attended on Thursday this week?
What time is it, by the way?
It's 12:21.
No, I mean, wait, how long have we been
35
recording?
Minutes.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about the best gym currently?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Grace and I, if you're local, you'll know all about this gym. Grace and I attended on Thursday the long-awaited attendance of the Talk and Fit podcast to World Gym Beresfield, and fuck me dead.
Wow.
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 What a gym, cuz.
Gym,
what
wow.
What a gym, cuz.
Gym, wow.
Wow. Now, and no, honestly, yeah, it was fantastic. I only have probably one negative, but it's funny. We went and did a leg day. Oh, best thing, ooh, best decision ever.
I felt like a kid in a fucking playground.
Yes.
And it was so funny. Can I just quickly say, there was a hip thrust machine there that I've never used or seen before. It felt like I was locking myself into a roller coaster ride. It had the hydraulic thing. I think it's hydraulic.
Yeah, and it pushes down.
And you push down and you lock yourself in. And it feels like I'm about to go on a ride at the Sydney Royal or something. It was sick.
They had 5 glute machines too. 5 different fucking glute machines.
Were all of them good? Probably
no,
not.
No, there was one that was a bit weird. The GH.
There's a couple that were
thing. Yeah.
Hip thrust, dub, yeah. Glute bridge, maybe didn't try that, but there was a couple that were a little
They had weird, 3 leg extensions.
Nonetheless, they had a lot.
They had pendulum squats. They had hack squats. I had a Cybex hack squat, which we used. Oh,
that
is
insane.
The best hack squat on the market.
Literally,
easily.
Literally, they had 2. One was Cybex. One was like Panada.
They have loads of Panada.
And it was so, such a vast difference. Cybex is on top.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that the Panada equipment for other things is good. It was just, I didn't like their hack squat too much. Although, one thing I loved about their hack squat, you can change fucking everything. You can change the angle of the pad, the angle of the seat, obviously the depth. Like, there was so much customizability to it, which was great, but you couldn't get deep enough. So that's literally the only thing I need.
Pinata
and the Cybex squat does that. And
Lewis,
it's,
what if it, are you sure it's not actually pronounced pinata?
No, it's panada.
How do you know?
It's panada.
How do you know it's not pinata?
Because it's not fucking pinata. You're actually being racist to the Italians that make it.
Why?
Because it's an Italian brand called Panata.
So it's not pinata.
No, it's panada, Grace. I've heard people say it's panada.
All right, what else?
Anyway, they've got stacks of machines in there that we need to go back and use. And the funny thing is, we were doing legs. And so how it's laid out, they've got a big open floor at the bottom with all the machines, all the weights, like everything. And then we're told, oh, yeah, upstairs is
cardio.
The cardio room and the posing rooms. Like, it was just sort of the upstairs bit. So I'm doing my leg day, and I normally do on this quad focus leg day, I do a seated leg curl. They have 3 lying leg curls and like that one like unilateral standing up one, the one that you sort of stand up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there thinking, where's the fucking seated leg curl? And so I go up to Grace, I go, there's no way they don't have it. And I did a lap, couldn't find it. Did another lap, couldn't find it. And I've gone, no way.
Me and Lewis are big advocates for the seated leg curl.
100%. But I'm sitting there thinking.
My favourite ham movement ever.
I'm thinking you can't have three lying leg curls and not have a seated.
We were like full shit talking it. Like, yeah. Well, clearly I'm these like, guys don't know their biomechanics very well, do they?
And so anyway, I left it and I did lying and I thought, okay, I could possibly get around it, but it's a bit, that's a little bit of a, that's an L from
that
them.
That was an L in
but
the
then
moment.
I got up to, I do adductors as well. They have a standing abductor machine and all this, but again, did a lap, couldn't find it, did another lap.
No abductors.
No abductors.
Anyway.
And so I was like, adductors, sorry. And I thought, no fucking way have they not got a seated leg curl or adductor machine. Like, why would you not have an adductor machine at all? Like, didn't make any sense. And so anyway, I did my session. We finished. We went upstairs. We're like, oh, we'll go to the posing room. We go upstairs. Here's just 10 more fucking machines living upstairs, one of which being a seated leg curl and the other being an adductor machine. So instantly I was like, oh, I was a bit pissed. I was at first, I was like, fuck, because I actually wanted to use them. But at the same time, redeemed. They redeemed themselves. And it was a breath of like, it was a sigh of relief. I was like, thank God.
Can I just say what I liked about the gym?
What?
I liked the size of it. Mm. I like the colour scheme. I like the big mural. Yep. I like the lighting.
Yeah, everything.
I like the machines and the variety.
Yes.
And I love the posing rooms.
100%.
And I like the fact that they even have fucking saunas and ice baths.
Fucking oath.
And a creche.
Yep.
What do they not have? They even have an apparel and supplement section. The lighting, top tier. The aesthetic of it and the aesthetic for filming, top tier.
It's everything Grace and I pretty well said when we made the episode about building our dream gym. Yeah, it was pretty much everything.
Amazing.
And so they'll do so well. The only thing that I found that I didn't love about it, but it's literally like, it's not even a big deal. Everything's a little bit squashed in. Like I found
it's very the machines
you walk
are
in
very
if you see the, if you've
other.
Seen the pictures but haven't gone yet, it looks fucking massive. When you go in, it's still big, but it's not, I found it wasn't as big as I felt like it was on the pictures. A bit of a catfish in that regard, but still unreal. The only thing is, yeah, everything is, because they've got so much, everything's a little bit like squished in a little, like just a tiny bit too close to each other. Yeah, I can live with that. It's so manageable. And
go in there when it's quiet and you're sweet. Oh,
and so how far would you be willing to say you were to sign up to a gym like that? How far would you be like willing to drive to it to judge off how like good it is? How far would you be willing to make a trip to? So it's about 30 minutes from either of our house. So it's
40 minutes would be my absolute upper limit.
Oh, shit. I think I would drive like, yeah, I could drive every day 45 minutes to this gym and use it. I'm itching to go back to it.
If I was rich and I had time, yeah.
Mm. I'm itching.
Oh, me too.
Itching.
We're going to try to figure out a way that we can go there.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be getting a membership at some point. Best believe we'll be getting a membership at some point.
Yeah, rude.
100%. I'm telling you now, every other gym is shaking in their boots at the moment with this because it's
fucking mad.
Believe the hype. I said it on my story. Believe the hype. It's unreal. Anyway.
It's unreal.
Yeah, we thought we'd just recap that trip. If you haven't been yet, go. Like, pfft, just go. You've got to go. I'm getting FOMO from not going there.
Little old Barrow.
Weird fucking spot to put it in.
Shame it wasn't in Newcastle.
Yeah. Well, apparently Seth reckons they're building one in New Lambton, but.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll see. But,
will it be that good? Because Maitland World Gym's shit compared to that, apparently.
Well, you'd think it would be because it'll be brand new, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, I have just something just to rant about at the end of this episode because I keep – I'm becoming more self-aware of the R's.
You know what? That's why I take so long to get my sentences out sometimes because I'm so aware
I get it now.
Of the filler words. And when you're trying to do it without the filler words and you're interjecting, it's stressful as fuck.
I get it now.
I'm glad.
I am sick and fucking tired, right? This is my pet peeve thing I see online. So
it's right,
there's two types of reels that I see on Instagram or just content in general that's out there. Well, mostly they're reels. The one number one thing is the 1 second reels that's a thing now, and it's that thing that you constantly see, and it's like a blinking sound, but it's like on repeat. And the reel is literally a second long, so it just repeats and it repeats and it and I sit and think, fuck off. Fuck off, right? Stop baiting me for views. And they put text on the screen. So by the time you've read it, you've given them like 10 views. Fuck off, right? I hate that. I hate those. It just annoys me. And the sound like bing, bing, bing. It's just constant. I'm like, shut up, right? Pisses me off. I don't like it at all. But the one I can't stand, it boils my blood, right? It just pisses me off. And I don't know if it's because I didn't start the gym as someone who's a skinny little rut, right? A skinny rut.
Skinny rut.
A skinny rut. I didn't start as a skinny rut. I started as a bit more of a hefty lad. But it's those reels you see where it's someone training and the text on the screen says what people think is the hardest part about working out, and it's them pushing to failure, like, fuck, on the machines and shit. And it goes, versus what actually is the hardest part, and it's them sat there with a bowl in front of them, like, fucking gagging on the spoon, eating a thing of oats or something, going like, just sat there. They're, like, full, like, they're convulsing, like, about how hard it is to get this food down them and stuff. In what world?
Can I say, if it was reversed and it was them them cutting and being like,
understandable,
and them cutting and saying the eating's the hardest part, 100%.
Yeah, eating less is definitely harder. I can understand more, that. Eating more,
No, can I say it is harder for some people.
Unless, 100%. Okay, if you have an eating disorder, understandable.
No, you don't even have to have an eating disorder. It's just if. You can be built differently. People who are naturally skinnier probably are going to find it harder to push themselves to eat fucking 3,500 calories.
What a first world problem. Yeah, the fact that you can even eat 3,500 calories, Lewis. Where there's some poor fuck in Ethiopia that barely gets in 500 a day.
Yeah, Lewis. But all of this is first world. Having access to a gym is first world.
No, but I can't stand it. I can't fucking stand
it. This is where you need to understand that everyone's different.
No. I'm not allowing myself to understand it. I said, if you have an eating disorder, you are barred from this conversation. That's fair, right? If you literally have an eating disorder, that's understandable. And if you're talking about, eating less... Oh, yeah, understandable.
Eating less, very fair.
Bruh, you don't need to be pushing 5K calories anyway, right? You don't need to be.
Even like 3,000 calories for someone can be a lot.
Oh, fuck off. That's Jack's fit. That is Jack's fit.
Look.
That's Jack's fit.
Look, let me say this. It's not meant to be comfortable. You're meant to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but
change, discomfort equals growth. It's not meant to be easy. Cutting's not meant to be easy. Bulking's not meant to be easy. But... that's okay.
It's just cringe, but how they sit in front of the camera too. They're literally recording themselves doing it. And I can tell they're playing it up for the camera. They're like dry heaving and going like...
I sort of get it.
Eat something you want then. If you've got to force cows down.
Yeah.
Eat denser food, you fuckhead.
Yeah, look, it can be done. But I get that it can be harder for some people though. I get where they're
poor
coming
them.
From.
Poor them. Nah, honestly, poor them. Wow. You've got to eat more food? Oh, fucking poor you, hey. You have a hard life, hey. Genuinely, though, it fucking annoys the shit out of me.
I can't stand it.
I have to limit myself when I'm bulking even with the amount of food I eat because I could easily, I don't know if it's because I'm a fat ass by heart, like by nature, but fucking... I have to limit myself when I'm eating more because I'll just go crazy. I'll go fucking nuts. I know you go, people are different, but like it's not that hard. It's not that big of an issue. And please stop gagging on spoons on my reels, right? It fucking does my head in. I can't stand it. It's my biggest pet peeve out there of content.
That's fair. That sort of thing, perhaps, is it a little bit pick me?
Yes, very fucking pick me.
There's definitely some pick me things.
They're just skinny rats. They're skinny rats.
At least they're trying. At least they're trying.
Yeah. I can see the effort.
I'm in a very positive mindset today.
Yeah, look, good on you. But like, just eat fucking your food. Eat denser food. If it's like, eat stuff that like, just put fucking olive oil in a protein shake if you have to. I know that's not ideal. Or eat food you like. I get there's people out there that are
eat
fussy.
Eat food you like. I'd eat Rascals literally 24/7 and I'd be absolutely shit for it.
Why?
Eating on a bulk, my whole diet is Rascals cheeseburger and tater tots.
No, but like say you got a, you got that was one of your meals in the
no,
thing.
That's just not an everyday, no.
If you could afford it, but like.
No way.
It's just these, I just stop gagging on spoons, right? That's all I'm asking. Just stop.
Do you know what meals,
fuck.
Do you know what reels piss me off?
What?
The reels that people make. Where, and I've seen a lot of people say this lately too, which is nice. The reels that people make that are sort of putting other people down, except I think the reels I'm thinking of are a little bit different. There's a certain creator that I see that is constantly posting the most passive aggressive shit on their feed, just sort of undermining other coaches and undermining people that
you've
might
gone on
think
about this
differently.
Said person before.
Have I?
Yeah, bloody oath you have.
No, do you know who I'm talking? No, I'm talking about a different person.
Oh, you're not talking
that
about
that person as well. But no, okay. This is a different person.
Right.
Their reels are just really passive aggressive and it almost feels like an attack on you.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do know who that is. Yeah.
It just triggers me. Like, make informative and helpful content without making the consumer feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Or without trying to put down other people indirectly.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the content is them trying to do exactly that, put down other people indirectly.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say who it is, but if you were to sort of look at their content and they're a pretty big creator, then you would 100% get what I mean. Please bring back just putting out informative fucking content, being friendly and being positive and just minding your own fucking business. Just put that out. Just can we make that a thing? Like you do you and you do what you think is right, but don't just make it your life's mission to go and put down other fucking people in the process.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't fuck. Know. Like, I get calling out misinformation and stuff, and I can't with people that promote dumb shit online. But I don't know. I feel like you don't have to call it out in a. You can call it out in a certain way that you're not being just a piece of shit prick.
Mm.
Let's just all be positive and just
yeah.
Be positive and teach and learn.
Just don't take everything you see on social media, you know. To heart like I have.
I don't either. I don't know. It just sort of shits me off.
Yeah, I know. There's sometimes, you know how people go, I just scroll? It's like sometimes it's that hard too because I'm sitting there and going, you've nearly ruined my day with how fucking stupid you are or like what you've done here.
Are you really? Yeah. Really?
But
you couldn't
need to.
Have said that in just a different scroll. Way. I don't know. It just shits me off.
You know. I don't know if I've spoken about this before either. But something I had a bit of an epiphany with this week as well is just there's that constant thing of, you know how you see people out in public or online, like anything, and they take steroids, and they clearly do, but you look at them and they just seem healthy, they seem happy, like you look at them and they seem like they're doing well, and but they're just that bit bigger because they're on steroids, you know, they're like just bigger. And I just, it's so easy to slip into the mindset of like, it doesn't look that bad. Like, look at old mate. He looks fine. Like, I've just seen at the shops. He looks like he's doing fine. He was laughing. He was, you know, walking around. He seems perfectly healthy, like perfectly fine. Everything in his life's going on. It's good. Same with old mate on social media. If you see that's doing it and he's enjoying it, he's, you know, doing really well on social media, clearly because of it. You know what I mean? And it's so easy to sit and think, well, just do it then. Like, it's not that bad. But it's the funny thing is, you never, ever, ever, like you don't, it's like when you go in public, you don't know if someone out in public is having a shit day because
mm-hmm.
You're not going to see someone go to the shops and just start bawling their eyes out in the middle of the shops. Like it's not going to, but they might want to feel like doing that or they might feel that bad that they could do that, but you'd never see it. You know, it's the same way on social media with the, like, that's why I think indirectly if you take steroids and post maybe blast it and post stuff, but don't promote it. And it's good that people do come out and say, like, you know, telling kids not to do it and stuff. But it's that funny paradox of them not showing their hardships on camera on their account indirectly promotes it, because you look at it and indirectly you think, oh, they're doing like really good, like their life seems really fun and they seem happy and stuff, but you don't realize all the shit that goes on in the background when no one's watching, like that this just genuinely hard that they have to go through, or, you know, they might be feeling terrible, or they might be like not as healthy maybe as what they might appear and stuff, but because you don't see that with your own eyes, because you're not like seeing that online or in person or anything, you instantly assume like, oh, like they're doing good, like, you know, they're doing well. It's just, it's just a funny thought to me, that's all. It's just,
that's literally everything on social media. Everyone just puts out a perfect picture, but it's just not the case.
Yeah, and
I'm
guilty of it. I'm not here saying can you start crying on camera more often, because I personally think the people that go out of the way to cry on camera and like show it, like, you do you, but I reckon I'm not here for it, to be honest, which I know is very contradictory to what I'm saying, but just like, I don't need to see people like crying on camera. I'm self-aware to the point where I know people are going to have bad days, and everyone has bad days or bad periods of like life and stuff, but it's like that's fine. Like, just, I personally am someone that doesn't understand people sharing it online, but if it's something that they feel like can help someone else, sure. But, you know, you see people that just literally start bawling their eyes out on camera and go, oh, this is the real me or something. And it's just like,
that's what? Different. Just posting a snippet of you crying, being like, this is the real me.
Yeah, but so many people do that. It's just a bit like, okay, well, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah. But I think getting emotional and stuff is fine.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good that, like, you know, people do talk about if they've been going through a hard time and stuff. That needs to happen, definitely. Like, you need to still talk about hardships and stuff. But it's just funny to me as a general consumer, I more realised this. I know it's on social media, but I more realised it in person. I walked past a guy at the shops the other day. He was fucking clearly on, like he was big, clearly on something. And I just seen the thing, like, he's talking to a bloke, laughing and stuff. And I seen the thing, like, oh, like, it's just, I don't actually think it, like, I know, but it's just you indirectly get that thought of like, oh, like, he's like, life seems just as good as mine, but he's just on, you know, steroids or like even better than mine, you know? And it's just like, oh, why don't I then, like, you know, do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's funny. It's funny how we think like that. I think I've spoken about this before. Not to say that everyone that's on steroids has got a shit life. That's not what I'm saying. But they obviously go through a lot of hardships that you don't see.
About the negative implications of steroids.
You're ignorant to when you see someone like that doing well in person. You're ignorant to it. You are. You don't think about that.
You don't think about the fact that his balls have shrunk.
Yeah,
tiny little grapes.
Maybe
he's
having a terrible social like life with his like partner, or like maybe something's going on in their family, or maybe he goes home and cries every night. You don't know, you know? But it's just interesting to me.
Just be nice.
To think about it. Yeah, 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 definitely. Anyway.
This is a weird episode. It was good. It was very just like random, but it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, we even threw in a bit of motivation
it's a bit more deep than our last episode.
Yeah, a bit more deep. We didn't even plan for it to be deep, but it's deep. I will try and finish this book. I reckon this book because I'm enjoying it so much too, and it's an easier read than the book I've just read. By the end of this week, I'll be very much through it. Like, by the time we come back and do the next app, I could nearly be done it. So,
in a week? Yep. I hope so.
If I do read a book in a week, that's fucking unreal. I don't do that. So, well, I do that now because I'm a reader. Sorry. I'm a reader. I'm a reader.
You're a reader.
I'm a reader. And then Grace can read it because I started reading and I'm like, you're going to like find a lot of use out of this book too. Like, it's just funny to me how much you could apply this to like clients and stuff like that. Like it's one of those books that I'm reading, but I instantly start applying it to parts of my life as I'm reading it. And I think, fucking hell, to the point where I've started reading and I'm like, wait, what are we reading in? Because I'm just like putting like bits to like aspects of my life and stuff.
We need to watch Finding Joe.
No.
No, we do. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Wow,
we got it out. Oh.
Let's get it out.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, that feels good. Anyway, guys, we hope you guys enjoyed listening.
I feel like I just want to keep talking, but I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're in a good mood to do a pod today, which is good. Rare sighting from Grace.
Me.
God, we could I'm telling you, we could not have done this yesterday with no chance. Grace was sort of there like, oh, do you want to go do it? And I'm like, oh, do you want to go do it?
Hey, no, what? I was in a good mood yesterday. I literally just
By the afternoon, you were good. But you were really tired. I knew you would have probably come here.
What do you mean? I was in a good mood all day.
You're in a better mood today.
If we came and filmed the pod yesterday, I probably just would have fallen asleep in the chairs, the only thing. I would have been in a good mood. I probably just would have fallen asleep.
Yeah, well, it would have been me, and then I would have been saying, hey, you know, what do you think about Barrett? Yeah, and you'd be like, hey, you're in a better mood today than you were yesterday. That's what I meant to say.
I'm not in a better mood. I just feel better. I was in a good mood yesterday,
I suppose. But you're feeling better anyway.
I just feel better.
Anyhoodly, we love you all, guys. Make sure just send me some book suggestions if you're also a reader out there. I need my fellow readers to message us and just let us know. Let me know any book. Any nonfiction book, I'm down for it. The only thing I get a little bit like, that's nonfiction, like get a bit oof with, is maybe like bibliography, biographies.
Oh, yeah.
Biographies. Unless it's about someone I really am interested in, I'm not as big of a fan, so don't go referring me like a Nelson Mandela fucking biography or like, I don't know, who else has got a biography out there that's just a bit. Unless it's genuinely like you learn something from, oh, obviously you do, but. If I can take something away,
just don't fucking give him a biography suggestion. Just nonfiction, biographies, right? Yeah. Not biographies.
Yeah.
Or autobiographies.
Yeah, no.
Just nonfiction.
Yeah. What's the difference between a biography and an autobiography?
One of them's written by the person. One's not written by the person.
Oh, that's right. Is auto's not written by them? No,
pretty
you would think because it's auto.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Someone's done it. Anyway, yeah. Book suggestions. Anything you want from the audience? We need to. I'll push this out to you guys as well. If you've listened this far, make like one of those little Instagram community like accounts where you guys can like send through like questions and stuff. Cause we listen to podcasts quite a bit. And one thing I love that they have at hotlines, like where they like get people to call in and like just say anything at the end of an episode. I love that. I just wish, and you could talk about anything. It doesn't have to be completely fitness related, nothing. Just send us through like anything and we're just here to like answer or just give our advice. And it can be something funny, something serious, like anything. Like let us know if you'd be down for something like that because we're so down to get you guys more involved.
That'd
like,
be hilarious.
We need to build more of a community with you guys. We did ask a few times like when we've had episodes, do you guys have questions? And you just don't fucking answer. But if we have this little community page, I think maybe if you guys throw in questions throughout the week, then yeah.
Or we'll put up question boxes more often.
Yeah.
We might start being a little bit more proactive with it.
Yeah. We might do that thing. I think you invite all your followers to it. So if we like do that and invite you guys and you can join.
Broadcast channel.
Yeah, I think that's what they are.
Let's Oge, lad.
All right. Have a blessed week. We love you all. And we will catch you guys next week.
Bye.
On the flip.
Bye,
on
guys.
The flippity flop.
Bye.
Flippity flop. Hip hop.
Love you guys. Booty bop. Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
No.
Cat Eminem raps.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.